Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. If you are watching this and haven't watched the sermon I gave yesterday for our worship service, I'd encourage you to go there and watch it either after this or before, because I just kind of want to expound on some of the stuff in there. And so I was going off of Matthew 14 when Peter gets out of the boat and walks to Jesus on the water and then sinks. What I want to continue to go further with this is this idea that there were the rest of the disciples, the 11 disciples or more, left in the boat, and Peter was the only one that got out and walked to Jesus. And the point of the sermon was to talk about, it doesn't matter what kind of faith you have or how much faith you have, Jesus comes to all of us where we are at. Jesus came to Peter to lift him out of the water even when he lost faith. He went into the boat with the other disciples, but he didn't get angry at them for not having enough faith to get out of the boat. Because sometimes our faith can be detrimental and it can be helpful. Sometimes when our faith is detrimental, it is causing others harm. The church has done that throughout history. We have harmed others with our faith and theology, and that's one way that faith doesn't always work well. And then other ways our faith works in extremely hopeful ways that give us hope for the future and hope for how do we take care of one another. But think about the disciples. Every disciple had a role to play. And so some of us read Bible stories and we hear of Peter's great faith of walking on water and we think, man, I'm not like Peter at all. And so then you feel bad or you feel guilty about that. But this is the thing. Peter also said he wouldn't deny Jesus when Jesus had foretold that when he got arrested. And Peter ended up doing it. Peter was just a very zealous person. He was ready to go. He was kind of a big talker, but a lot of times it seemed like his ego was getting in the way of that true faith. He wanted to be the best disciple in some ways. But Jesus uses him later on to build the church. And so those were the gifts that Peter had. That excitement and that just ready to jump in whenever was needed to start the church. But guess what? There's other disciples too. We can't function as a church without the people who are more maybe quiet and they like to do stuff with money or numbers, or the people that like to visit others, like our deacons. The church needs all these moving parts. One isn't better than the other. This is why Christ gives the illustration that, Paul gives the illustration that the church is like the body of Christ, that we all are playing different parts. And each one is equal and is important to the function of the witness of Christ in this world. So, and as last week I talked about story too. So this is part of your story, that you have something to give the kingdom of God. You have something to give the church. I don't want people to feel like they feel guilty or shameful because they feel like they can't really fit into church or the kingdom of God because they aren't like Peter or Jesus. But we all have a part to play. We are just one of those moving parts of a greater story unfolding. God is not done yet. The Bible, sometimes we treat the Bible as this is the story of Christianity and this is it. But guess what? Christianity has gone on for 2,000 years after the Bible. So God is still telling a story. God is still working through us. And so this week, I want you to be able to, in some way, shed that shame or guilt that you have, that you're maybe not a good enough Christian or you don't have enough faith or something like that, because guess what? We all have a part. And that we all get to be called beloved by God. And Christ comes to us wherever we're at, and it doesn't matter if we're sinking or not, Christ still saves us. And that is my hope for this week. So have a great week.